This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Market turmoil and campaign rhetoric are both putting Wall Street back in the spotlight lately. In our latest round of polling with Edison Research, we asked whether people think Wall Street does more to hurt or help the lives of most Americans. 58% says it does more to hurt. The new poll also shows an intriguing overlap between people who don't trust Wall Street and those who worry a lot about retirement. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace looks into that connection.
Lyric Crowder said she worries about Wall Street and retirement.
I live in Georgia. I'm 18. I just graduated high school.
Makeup is her thing. She wants to start her own YouTube channel doing makeovers. But she has other plans, too.
I want makeup as a side job, but I really want to be a veterinarian, a wildlife veterinarian.
She says Wall Street, to her, is mostly just a place full of dudes in suits.
I still kind of don't know much about Wall Street, but I've seen the movie Wolf on Wall Street, so I guess I have some type of knowledge of it.
But she does have a succinct summary of her problem with Wall Street.
The good stuff doesn't really affect me, but the bad stuff could affect the entire nation.
At her age, Lyric's a target market for disliking Wall Street, the Bernie Sanders generation, if you will. People in every age group said Wall Street hurts people, but people ages 18 to 24 and 45 to 64 were more likely to say that. Christina Greer, a professor at Fordham, says people in that older age bracket might have formed those opinions because of the performance of their own savings.
For a particular group of people, they're thinking about their pensions. For another group of people, they're thinking about their 401ks. But both of them are inextricably linked to Wall Street.
During the past few decades, retirement plans shifted from traditional pensions with set payouts to 401ks, where you pay into a personal investment account with no guarantees. And then came the bad stuff.
The recession had a huge impact on retirement savings and on other forms of wealth.
Monique Morrissey is with the Economic Policy Institute. She recently published a report showing 401ks mostly benefit the highest earners. Most working-age Americans have little to no money saved to retire.
At the same time that people's 401k balances went south, their housing values also tanked.
And go figure, in our poll, the wealthier people were, the more likely they were to say Wall Street does, in fact, help people, possibly because they are the people it helps. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.